The best of the week on Relevant Radio.
This came in from Marie listening on the Relevant Radio app. And she says, can we say that Protestantism in general is the Antichrist? It seems to make sense on the surface, but I can't really flesh it out. I would certainly not say that Protestantism as such, as a movement, as a phenomenon, is Antichrist. No. We do have descriptions of what could be considered and really should be considered as Antichrist in the Bible, and that is a denial of Jesus. So St. John, for example, he talks about those who deny Christ. For example, 1 John chapter 2, verse 18, children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard, that Antichrist is coming. So now many Antichrists have come. Therefore, we know that it is the last hour. Now, of course, that was 2,000 years ago. And he was mistaken. He also says in 1 John chapter 2, just a couple of verses later, in verse 22, he says, who is the liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? This is the Antichrist, he who denies the Father and the Son. And then two chapters later, in 1 John chapter 4, verse 3, he says, every spirit which does not confess Jesus is not of God. This is the spirit of Antichrist, of which you heard that it was coming, and now it is in the world already. And then one last representative example. There are others, but I don't want to pile on here. But in 2 John chapter 1, verse 7, he says, for many deceivers have gone out into the world, men who will not acknowledge the coming of Jesus Christ in the flesh. Such a one is the deceiver and the Antichrist. Now, biblically, if you ask me, these comments certainly do refer to any number of people out there, no doubt. But they certainly, in my view at least, don't refer to Protestants or Protestantism, because Protestants do indeed acknowledge that Jesus is the Christ. They do indeed acknowledge the Father and the Son. They do indeed acknowledge the divinity of Jesus. So if we are using a biblical parameter to answer your question, then I would say no. Now, is it possible that this phenomenon of Protestantism, which is a grievous wound on the body of Christ, it was a terrible thing, nothing to celebrate. It was a rebellion against the Lord's established authority in the church. And so there's a lot there to bemoan or to be sad about, but it would not, in my view, in any way qualify as being called the Antichrist. I hope that helps, and I appreciate the email, Marie.
This entire episode of The Patrick Madrid Show is on the Relevant Radio app. The Relevant Radio app is completely free and updated daily with fresh articles, podcasts, and prayers. Don't delay. Download the app today. And thanks for listening.